The federal government's released the latest feasibility study into a very fast train running along the eastern Australian seaboard. It's proposing a route between Brisbane and Melbourne via Newcastle, Sydney and Canberra at a cost of up to $108 billion. It may be the latest study, but it most certainly is not a new idea. David Mark reports.
The very fast train will run between Sydney and Melbourne on a specially designed track. Travelling at a speed of 350 kilometres an hour, it will be the fastest train in the world. The Sydney-Melbourne journey will take just 3 hours.
Sorry, wrong tape. That wasn't David Mark. It was Gordon Taylor from PM in 1989. Let's try again.
Thank you. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? A very fast train. 3 hours between Sydney and Melbourne, millions of passengers, competitive prices. Here's the Transport Minister, Anthony Albanese, spruiking the latest feasibility study into a very fast train.
We know that this is potentially a very exciting project for Australia. We are talking about this century's using new technology in order to create the transport system of the future.
And now let's go back to 1998 and the CSIRO's Dr. Paul Wild, the man who first championed the idea of a VFT in Australia in 1984.
I don't think governments are going to stop it. I don't think industrial relation problems, and I don't think the environment will stop it, mainly because there seems to be an overwhelming positive attitude of the population of the country who really want this to happen, and we meet this wherever we go.
But it seems for almost three decades in Australia, overwhelmingly positive attitudes have consistently been derailed. And yet Dr. Wild's proposal is remarkably similar to the one that was outlined today by Anthony Albanese. Tim Fisher is a former Deputy Prime Minister and a train buff who authored Trains Unlimited in the 21st Century.
Full marks to Dr. Paul Wild, who got things going originally with a most interesting syndicate and looking at most notably the Sydney-Canberra-Melbourne route. It was in the 1980s. It was a time of hope and vision.
That vision was eventually thwarted thanks to fights over the route of the VFT. But the idea wasn't dead. Here's Mark Colvin from PM in 1998.
Within 5 years, says the federal government, Australians might be able to catch the very fast train from Sydney to Canberra. With a journey time of only an hour and a half, that'd be real competition for the airlines.
That was Speedrail, a project canned by the federal government in 2000. Just one of the very fast train projects that's failed over the past 30 years. Associate Professor John Rose is from Sydney University's Institute of Transport and Logistics Studies.
I can think of at least probably half a dozen going back 20 or 30 years. I mean, if we had have done this when we should have done it many, many years ago, we wouldn't be having this debate now.
So why hasn't Australia got a very fast train? Tim Fisher.
I think a lack of strategic vision and confidence to make the bold, right decisions.
But Tim Fisher has faith that the latest proposal, led by the multinational ACOM, can deliver the goods.
This is now practical stuff. It's not rocket science. It's been around for decades and it's perfectly safe.
Associate Professor John Rose is a supporter, but more circumspect.
I think that if you're looking into the future, yes. As I said, I don't think the numbers are going to stack up in terms of just a pure cost-benefit analysis ratio. But I think that if you are thinking long-term planning, I think that this is a development that should be seriously considered.
Seriously considered? Yes. But will it actually happen? We'll get back to you in about 30 years.
David Mark.